Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about a very basic topic, and this is WTU Wing Chun.
Yes.
And WTU Wing Chun is a tool.
Yes.
For what is it a tool?
It's a tool. For me, Wing Chun is not only a martial art. Martial art is for me for fighting, it's sport.
And self-defense.
Self-defense. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe for some people Wing Chun is this way. But for me, is Wing Chun a special tool? It's a very high tool to have experience with myself and all the parts I am. I have a mental part, my brain, thinking center, how I interpret the world, how I see the world, how I think the world is.
Mm-hmm.
I have a emotion center, the heart. And I have the moving center in Asia, the hara. But also some parts from our brain. And Wing Chun is a tool that I can develop all these parts. When we look to Wing Chun, the traditional Wing Chun, it starts with the Siu Nim Tao, the little idea of the human moving or of the human fighting. So you see it's like a motto. It's not that I repeat the Siu Nim Tao, repeat. No, it's a tool for something.
Mm-hmm.
And the tool for something is that I should build another possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
There's a function inside.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do the Siu Nim Tao 100 times automatically, what should be the thing what I'm learning?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I do with a new tool, Wing Chun, the same. Which I do with all other things I do before.
Mm.
I go the same ways. I go the same ways in my brain. There are not new synapses. There are no more neural networking.
Mm.
Nothing from this.
Mm.
I go the old way with a new thing. Maybe.
Mm.
But it's not this. It's not for the thing for what I have Wing Chun.
Mm-hmm.
Wing Chun is a thing I can everything with this. I can go new ways. I can be a new human being with this tool.
Mm-hmm.
If we go back to the Siu Nim Tao, the little idea from the human moving, I can have experience how I move my arms. How I move my arms from the body. Many Wing Chun class use only the arms. They mm-hmm. have a very
stiff.
They are very stiff. They think they have to stay and only move their arms. If they do the Siu Nim Tao in this way 30 years, what's new? If I have 100 people from the street and show them some parts from the Siu Nim Tao. In this way, they can do this from the first moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is the central element from our moving? It's the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And in Siu Nim Tao, there is no step, but there is movement from the spine.
Mm-hmm.
Over the spine, I move the arms in the room with a reference point. We call this reference point the center line.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our style, the center line is a line from our solar plexus to the solar plexus
from
a partner in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think to Leonardo da Vinci's picture from a human with the arms.
Inside a cubus,
mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's for me so a sign for the Sionim Tao.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do in the Sionim Tao, I find new ways of moving. I activate neural bands, upon neuronal ways. And I look how I use forces with myself. Where is tension in the body, or I'm relaxed? Where I use the gravity in my movements, and then it's the next step. If I do this in the right way, I'm prepared for the next step, the jump cue, the bridges to get in contact. In the first part of the jump cue are four parts. There's no step. There's only a falling step on the point where I'm standing in the errors. In the other three parts, there is step and kick. And Wing Chun, there's a motto. The motto is something like how you should go and kick in Wing Chun. We are not another martial arts style. We kick in another way. We don't kick far away. We step yeah. to the ground. And a step in Wing Chun will be necessary because I am the body movement from the spine, it's not enough, and then there happened a step. And every step is a kick. And every kick is a step. In this way, we should move in Wing Chun. In Jump Kyo, only to the left and to the right. And the Jump Kyo prepare us to the next step, to the wooden dummy. In the wooden dummy, we go over the other corners, we have
two things at the same time,
and many other things, and we learn how I use the what we call the wave in the human movement. And if you do this in the right way, you are prepared to the next step, to the beauty. There is the spiral movement. And in our Wing Chun style, we go the old way. There are some styles in China who also do this. They have the puce after the wooden dummy. Because we call in our style from two fighting concepts, the wave fighting concept and the spiral fighting concept. And as I say at the beginning, the Sionim Tao, the form, it's not a form. There is an essence inside. And with this essence, you can learn the function. And with this function, a function is that you will have a result. You can work on the result, and you can work on the result with a strategy. And the fighting concepts are strategies. And with these results, you can move to the future. And so there is a way inside if you handle the things in the right way as a tool and not as to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. And with this tool, we do not only work to our moving center, we also work on our thinking center. Because if I don't think, if I don't work on my thinking center, then I'm very, very fast on a borderline. And nothing more is impossible. Because I have to change my mindset. To do really good Wing Chun is to have the mindset to do the really, really good Wing Chun. And so have to transform myself in a human being. You can do this, which is possible to do this. And for this are the tools before, and all the things we do in Wing Chun are tools. Not a tool is not for themselves. A tool is to work with it. To have a result, and the result is a function, and the function is also a tool to work with it. To go to a target with a strategy. And the target is also a tool for another thing.
Mm. And I think what is also very important that if you do this as a very advanced Wing Chun man or woman, as a maybe a Zifu master, or if you do this for years, for 10, 20, 30 years, you should never lose yourself or identify yourself with Wing Chun. So you should always keep in mind that Wing Chun is a tool.
It's a tool.
For higher development and not only for do this as a routine or do this automatically or do this because it's your job, because you want to earn money with it. It's a tool for what you said before.
Yes, and you should not do Wing Chun because you are conditioned to Wing Chun.
Yes.
Nein, why I will do Wing Chun to my last moment in life? Because it's so an excellent tool that I can transform myself. I know no better tool, so I will never go away from this way. And so Wing Chun, as I say, is for me a thing that I can transform myself and to build a really, really strong mindset with the Wing Chun principles and interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can transform to the last moment of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not important when you start. It's important that you use the tool in the right way and go on.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a new online coaching program, WTU Masterclass. It's a 6-month online coaching program where we integrate all the parts, the thinking center, moving center, and of course the feeling center. And if you are interested to get about information for that, send us an email on info@wingchununiverse.org with your telephone number and someone from the team will call you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Thanks and hear us next time.
Bye.
Bye.